Hey guys, Robbie Raz here with you from Cigar Federation, IPCPR 2016. We're in the Nomad Cigar booth with Fred.
You're already laughing out of the gate. I haven't even done anything. No, I haven't even taken over the...
what you don't know is we recorded all of that before.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah, of course.
He's lying.
Off the record.
Absolutely.
Officially.
Absolutely. No. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Always fun. We've got some new stuff. You've got a ton of great cigars that have only been out for a few years.
If you think about it, you know, we're going into the fifth year. So the first year and a half was really just the classic line and then the 1386.
Wow.
And then, which was the LE.
Yeah.
So, I didn't think about it until you just said it, but the growth afterwards was substantial. I mean, as of the show, we're 13 full production blends. And it's just, you know, part of it, I think, when I had done the deal with distribution, which took that off my plate, that a lot of boutiques are still, boxing up and chasing invoices and things like that. I didn't have to do that, so I was able to spend 3 months out of the country learning, blending, doing whatever. So I think that really kind of helped vamp that up. And then it kind of accelerates, because I used to laugh at the guy that had, you know, like, oh, how can you have that many blends? You know, you can't have that many ideas. It's like when I bought my first Harley Davidson, and I bought it used, and you know, it would say like, you know, $15,000 for a Harley, but, you know, $15,000 invested on top of that. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Well, then I bought my Harley and he put that one first piece of chrome on and you're like, oh, great. Now I got to do the rest of it. And that's like the worst analogy ever. I just realized that had nothing to do with cigars.
I don't know, but it was fun.
Somehow in my brain, it worked. But, the more you get into it, the more you get started. So, you know, the process of me doing a new cigar. So like the San Andreas, the SA-17 came out this year. The process for me and the journey has always been learning the tobacco first, which usually takes me about a year and a half of play with it, lay something, do a blend, play with it. Okay, I understand the tobacco. I understand how it plays with other tobaccos. Now, a year and a half later, it's like, all right, I think we're ready for the blend. And so that process now, because of having more and more blends, you're playing with more and more different tobaccos or primings or whatever it may be. And then you get to the wire, and so... Now you have two blends, and you're saying, man, I like both of them, but I can only release one. So now I see how some of the guys have that dilemma of, because they're all different.
Yeah.
You know.
It starts to grow exponentially on itself. Because, like you said, you're playing with all these different ingredients, right? Different tobaccos from here and there. And you're shooting for one project, and maybe you accidentally end up with four.
Yeah, and that has happened. I mean, there's been a couple instances where one gets just put on the back shelf, and then you revisit a year later when you're ready to release a new blend, and you know, are you as passionate about it as you were a year ago? Or is it just like, oh, okay, I see where I was, but now I've learned a lot since then, or you tweak it? And that's kind of what happened. Martial Law, which we came out with the show, really isn't a perfect example of that. So the 8613 was the idea of that whole kind of rustic focus on Jalapa, Condega, and Ometepe. There was always a double Ajaro version I was playing with. There was always some other tobaccos, some other things I was doing as far as, you know, I was learning that, you know, just... You know, as a minimum, no one's going to have anything less than 3 years in a cigar. I mean, age-wise, you know, you're typically three, four, five-year-old tobacco, and sometimes you even go a little bit deeper. And so I was playing with different iterations of that, because sometimes you have a five-year-old tobacco, and dropping down to a four-year-old actually tastes better. So in that process, what was going on was also a double Ajaro issue of that, playing with that. So the Martial Law actually has all four regions. There's both Condega and Nestle Lajero in it. There's also Ometepe. There's also Jalapa. And so it ended up being a great blend. It was always one of those ones kind of on the back burner. And I led with the 8613. And they're similar. I mean, they're different blends. It's just for a reference point. But you always have kind of ones that are just that sideline that you go back and revisit. San Andreas, I had been playing with that for a long time. And it just finally the blend came together. That's that one. You know, most of the names have to do, at least all the number series are, square miles or longitude, latitude, SA-17 is because it was actually the 17th version of that blend.
Yeah, San Andreas is a tough, it's a tough leaf to work with. I've seen a lot of cigar companies, it's a hot wrapper, right? Everybody wants it. But it can go really wrong.
Yeah, I get the sweetness out of it. I'm not one of those guys that, like, you know, I taste boysenberries from the south part of the hill and I taste all that stuff. I'm more basic in that. I get a lot of the sweetness. It's really the third time I've used San Andreas. So the first time was Stogie's limited edition Lancero for their H-Town series, which I did. The second time, it's the binder in the Therapy Connecticut, which a lot of people don't know. And people look at, you know, a darker wrapper, particularly kind of newer smokers, like, oh, my, that's strong. And San Andreas really doesn't play out that way. particularly in how you, what you do with the rest of the blend. That comes from the filler and the harrows and everything else. So that was just that one just kind of finally came around to what I wanted to do out of that cigar, and I was real happy with it. And it was nice to get to a point, you know, someone I respect very much in the industry told me 5 years ago, he says, you know, if you can go 5 years without screwing up, you've got a legit shot. And so I'm right at that mark, and to release the San Andreas and to have shops see the press release, and I don't play that game where, like, here's the press release, and, you know, I remember like 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago, I did a press release, and everybody called me going, yeah, but when's it available? And I'm like, well, it's available now. And they're like, oh, yeah, but when are you shipping? And I'm like, well, I'm shipping now. Like, oh, well, a lot of the guys, what they do is they put out the press release, but it's really not ready for 4 months. And I'm like, apparently I don't know how to play this game. Yeah. If I say it's ready, it's ready. I'm not. A lot of times I won't even really allude to the cigar in the background until I'm done and it's ready to go. And so it's been a good journey as far as that's concerned. But it was nice to get to that point. And that person that had told me that advice was actually pretty right on, because I released a San Andreas, and all these shops ordered it, and they hadn't even tried it. They had no idea. And it was nice to get to the point where your reputation, I mean, you know, at this point, it's like, okay, I get it. You know, you've got good construction. You're buying good tobacco. So I was kind of flattered to finally get to the point. They're like, I don't know, but I know it's going to be good. It may not be my palate, but I know some of my guys are going to like it. And it was nice to get to that point.
Yeah.
And so I was real happy about
that's
that.
That's a huge compliment, man, to have... customers say that.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, everybody kind of has all this marketing puffery stuff and everything else like that. Look, at the end of the day, like, you know, I've said from the very beginning, check the ego at the door, learn all you can. Don't rush not only the process of aging tobacco or whatever, but don't rush a blend out, and just spend time on doing it and spend money on the tobacco. You know, I've been proud that, you know, I'm not proud that my margins are lower than a lot of people, but I mean, that's the wrong way to say it. But I'm like, I was either going to build a brand or fail trying. And I've said that a million times. And I didn't want to look back and go, oh, if I just upgraded that tobacco that I didn't want to spend the money on. I've never made that call. If I want a certain tobacco, I'm like, either taking it out of my margin, or I got to bump up the cigar a little bit. And usually it's going to take the margin. Now, Martial Law is the first cigar that I've had over $10. Martial Law is $12 on the shelf. And it was nice to release it, and we soft launched it last week. Several retailers bought it, started selling it, and it was zero pushback. Everybody's like, man, I was waiting for you to do one so I could make a little bit more money off your sticks. And I'm like, well, if that's the problem, I'd have done that years ago if that was your issue.
Had I only known.
You know? Yeah, but I mean, you know, so we made, we obviously, you know, the tobacco was more expensive, but also we wanted to make sure we matched it up in the packaging and go to a 12-count box and make the packaging worthwhile of that too. So it's just nice to get to that point. I did a seminar yesterday where I sponsored it. And, you know, you bring a cigar to the seminar and you share with everybody. And it's kind of always that, hey, here's our new cigar. Here's what we're pitching. And I didn't really want to do the San Andreas because some guys, it's a fuller bodied stick. And some guys knew that. And the Martial Law, it's limited. Not limited edition, but I only had so many of them. So I actually just brought the Fugitive, which is what I started with. And it was more like, you know what? I had them. They've been in the warehouse since 2013 that I had stored for me. I'm just going to share with 300-400 friends, and you know, so it's nice not to have that pressure.
Yeah.
To finally get to that point that I'm just like, you know what, if you don't know the brand by now, or if it doesn't fit for you, then you know what, then it doesn't. And there's a lot of great cigars out there, but it's nice to get to that point to not have that pressure as a manufacturer. I mean, obviously we're in business to sell cigars, sure, and we want to do that, but it's nice to not have that, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay for a trip or whatever. Yeah. And make sure you're picking the right shops, that it's really a partnership.
That's awesome. Well, that's great, man. I'm happy to hear about the success. I'm going to check out the SA-17. Definitely going to check out the new Martial Law. When was the last time you golfed?
3 weeks ago.
What'd you shoot?
78.
Wow. You're 78. Pretty good golfer.
Yeah, the windmills are tough, though. The windmills are very tough.
The windmills.
Yeah. I can't believe you walked into that.
Well, no, I'm trying to think, well, is that a golf course
I should know? No, 78. You know what's I love to golf, and what's embarrassing now is I'm not getting out enough, but I'm playing better, and I'm like, but now I want to play more, which I know will get worse, so it's not this huge quandary. But I like it because I actually don't think about work out there. I light a cigar, I play some friends, and I have a good time. So
nice.
It's fun.
Nice. Awesome. Guys, check out Nomad Cigars. Check out the new Martial Law SA-17. Fred, appreciate it as
Thank
always.
You. Thank you very
you
much.
You kept it very professional today.
You're dressed up nice. I feel underdressed.
Maybe that's why I should have been doing this all along.
You should have, because normally, I mean, you know, historically, I'll just like take over the mic and introduce you, and now I'm just like, I don't know what to do with the hat thing though. Seriously, some people have to run Uber at night. I get it.
It hides the forehead. That's the goal. I didn't have to say anything. It was awesome. Guys, check out the rest of our cigar. The reservoir of cigars. Check out the rest of our IPCPR 2016 coverage on CigarFederation.com.